Well, this is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, November 3rd, 2010. We're discussing Bhava Bhakti. And we're discussing Bhava arising from the mercy of Krishna as devotee. This is this would be nice, but this is pretty rare. This is Division 1, Chapter 3, Verse 15. Saranena vina yastu sahasaiva bijayate sabhava krishna tad bhakta prasaraja itiyate. Bhava arising from the mercy of Krishna's devotees is defined. Bhav, which suddenly appears without performing any sadhana, is known as bhava produced from the mercy of Krishna's devotee. Prasada vachika loka dana harda dayohare. We mentioned these before, and now he's telling us the three ways by which one can attain bhakti by the mercy of the devotees. By sight, by words, by heart. So some are tangible, directly perceivable, and some are intangible. And not it's very hard to know the heart, the content of someone's heart. Someone's blessing me from the heart. Vachika, words, alokadhan. So it says in this word, prasada, vachika, vachik, aloka, and harda. Vachika means words, alokada means glance, and harda means appears in the heart. Alokada means darshan. The mercy, we say that we can attain bhava by the mercy of Krishna or his devotee. So Krishna can come and glance at us. That's not so, doesn't happen too many times. Krishna can come and look at us and we can get bhava. Or Krishna can come and speak to us. Or Krishna can, within his heart, he can feel, yes, I want this devotee to get bhava. And this, when one receives bhava by the mercy of Krishna, it will come usually in this way. Harda. Harda dan. Harda. Harda means my heart. Because Bhakti Devi becomes so pleased with that sadhaka. Because Bhakti Devi, she lives in the heart of the pure sadhaka. And Bhakti Devi is a servant of Radharani. She's a gopi, she's an expansion of Radharani. So she's living in this devotee, this offenseless devotee. This devotee is very much attached to Krishna, very much fixed in asakti, all the qualities of asakti, which are defined in Madhurya Kadambini. Bhakti is so thrilled and joyed to move with this devotee and be part of this devotee's devotional expression, and she assists him and helps him in various ways. And then she acts as a via medium, as a go-between, as a mediator. And she goes, she travels, because Bhakti Devi is transcendental personality. She's right in the heart. She goes and she whispers in Krishna's ear. She says, this guy is really nice. He's doing very nice bhakti. He's come to asakti. But from here, after asakti, it's on your side, Krishna. The mercy must come from you and the platform Ragmarg, if you want to have Vraja Bhakti. And Bhakti puts in the word to the Lord, and then the Lord arranges for bhava to descend. Practically, even by just doing sadhana, one can attain bhava. But even doing sadhana, it almost happens in the same way. But these particular instances, the one I just explained, is actually when one does sadhana. Because how do you do sadhana kanda bhava? You do sadhana kanda bhava when Bhakti Devi is actually pleased, and she puts in a good word, and then within your heart, bhava enters, bhava bhakti enters your heart. That's by sadhana. These instances are when you haven't done any sadhana, just by mercy. You haven't done any sadhana, just by mercy. Somehow, Bhakti Devi just freely, Krishna does, somehow Krishna decides to give you bhav. You haven't done anything. This is what it is saying. It says you haven't done anything. It says that appears suddenly without performance of any sadhana. You haven't done any Vaidhi sadhana, you haven't done any Raganuga sadhana or Vaidhi sadhana. You get bhav. For example, a devotee may see someone and he's always a nice person. But the thing is, usually you do something. Because usually Bhava Bhaktas and Premi Bhaktas, they don't walk around Delhi. They live in Vrindavan. Or they live in Mayapur, Jagannath Puri. Advanced devotees usually live in the Holy Dham. Although they travel, they can be traveling and preaching. And then somehow you come to the Holy Dham, that means you've done sadhana. You've done something to get the Sukriti to come to the Holy Dham. Maybe just Bhakti and Mukhi Sukriti, not exactly sadhana. It's called Bhakti Mukhi Sukriti. Or the pure devotee is in New York. Prabhupada went to New York. And if he saw one, he could sit with someone and says, think this is a nice person, I'm going to give him bhava. So from Prabhupada's heart, his heartfelt wishes, he's just thinking, he's a nice person. I want this person to attain bhava. And he'll attain bhava. Or he may speak to somebody, you seem like he may meet someone, the person says, I'm vegetarian, and I'm very serious about God and Jesus and stuff. I bless you to attain bhava for Krishna. And he'll attain bhava. By the words. Or he may glance at someone, just glance at them, by their glance, he'll get bhava. That's from the pure devotee, the Premi Bhakta, the Bhava Bhakta. By glance, by words, by heartfelt blessings. Alokadan, or darshan, and then Vachikadan, the gift, the charity of his words, or Harda, his heartfelt blessings. They don't usually do that. They usually make you surrender and do sadhana. Or Krishna may do that. So, I haven't met anyone like that. Have you? So we don't want to put all our hopes in that line of attaining bhav. Shiva Goswami says, the mercy may be produced by the words spoken by the Lord, Vachika, because sometimes in other ages the Lord was walking around here. I know, and the pure devotees are walking around. And then we'll give some examples here. The Lord may bestow His mercy by giving bhava, by showing Himself to the devotee. This is devotee. On the other hand, the mercy may be simply manifest in the devotee's heart. Then it says, illustrates the mercy by seeing mercy given by Vrindavan and other items are included by mercy given by the devotees. That's interesting. Jiva Goswami is saying, Smeiran Bhangi in the second part. Oh, this is on page 270. We already discussed this. There's a reference here. Acha, there's a verse that was mentioned earlier in chapter 2, verse 239, talking about Panchanga Bhakti. Smeiram Bhangi Traya Parichitam Shachi Vishnirana Drishtim. And this verse, he's saying, in this verse, 1, 2, 239, this verse illustrates mercy by seeing the Lord. Now Jiva Goswami explains, mercy given by Vrindavan and other items are included in mercy given by devotees. So one can attain bhava by the mercy of Krishna and by the mercy of devotees. But now, under the category devotees, there's another subcategory, the Vrindavan. And I've met people before. There was a famous professor, David Haberman, who wrote a book, Acting as a Way of Self-Realization, or no, something like that. Acting as a Way of Salvation. I don't know, something about Raghunuga Bhakti and the drama. And he was living in, he has an apartment around Radharamangera, where all the Goswamis live. Right inside there, yes. And he has worship go around Srila, and he's quite a famous professor of Indology and Gaudiya Vaishnavism, all these things. He knows Sanskrit, he wrote a Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu book and translated that. Quite a big scholar. From New York, I think. And so we briefly met him one time, because I was staying at Vrindavan Research Institute next to ISKCON one time for 6 months. Because the director liked me, and so gave me a room there, although it was supposed to be for visiting professors and whatnot, writing PhDs. I just stayed there. So Someone told this Havarman, he gave him my book, Appreciating Vrindavan, and I told him I know Sanskrit and I'm very learned about Vrindavan. So he came knocking on my door one day. And he introduced himself and he said that I'm so-and-so, and, you know. I said, first of all, and he said, someone told me you're a big scholar of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, you know Sanskrit. I said, first of all, I don't know a word of Sanskrit. And I'm not a big scholar of anything. I just collected some quotations. I made this book. Someone misinformed you. He was a little depressed because he thought he was going to meet somebody. And he was like way beyond me. But we were talking and I said, do you worship Giriraj? She said, I've been worshiping for 20 years. I mean, he's like one of those old time. The guy's been around a long time. And I said, are you initiated in Vallabha Sampradaya or Nimbark or Gaudiya, anything? No, I don't have any guru, but I take Vrindavan as my guru. Vrindavan is my teacher. Vrindavan is my guru. I've been coming here for 30 years. I mean, he's like my agent. But no guru in traditional way, but he said, Vrindavan is my guru. That's rather unconventional and unorthodox, but I said, okay, fair enough. And I replied, I said, well, Vrindavan is Sandini Shakti. Sandini Shakti is Balaram. Balaram is like Guru Tattva, coming like this. Sandit, Sandini. So Jiva Goswami is saying that this verse, 1.2.239, that mercy given by Vrindavan and other items are included in mercy given by devotees. So the point under discussion is that one can attain bhav by the mercy of devotees without doing any sadhana, or one can attain bhava by the mercy of Krishna without doing any sadhana. So one way to attain bhava is by the mercy of devotees, and included in that category of mercy of devotees is the mercy of Vrindavan. So that means that Vrindavan Dham, which is one of the Panchanga Bhaktis, Mathura Vasasthali, to live in Mathura Mandala or Vrindavan, is in fact one of the gurus, one of those great devotees. So he was quite right, because he also translated Bhakti-Rasamrita in English. A little hard to read, this much better in my mind. So that's why it says it in any one of these five limbs of Panchanga Bhakti, you can attain Krishna Prema. So bhava is certainly preliminary to Krishna Prema. By Nam Sankirtan, you're going to attain Krishna Prema. By Sadhu Sangha, you're going to attain Krishna Prema. By Srimad Bhagavatam Shravanam, so Srimad Bhagavatam Rasika Bhakta Sahasanga, to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam and the association of Rasik Vaishnavas. And we can say Srimad Bhagavatam. You can attain Prema by Srimad Bhagavatam study and understanding. Srimad Bhagavatam can give Krishna Prema. The sadhus can give Krishna Prema. The holy name can give Krishna Prema. Sri Murti Shada Seva. Serving a deity with great faith, love and devotion, attention, care and attachment can give one Krishna Prema. And the other one is, Brajavas. Living in Vrindavan, Mathura Mandala Stale, Vasasthali. To fix yourself in fix your residence in Mathura Mandala Vas Stali. So just one of those. That means this land, this Brajamandala, which is a Brajaraj, this Vrindavan, can give Krishna Prema, which means before you get Krishna Prema, you get Krishna Bhav, you get Bhav. So Jiva Goswami is quite correct. So therefore, because the Shastras, the Puranas, and etc., and Rupa Goswami, they're telling that one gets Krishna Prema by the mercy of a devotee or Krishna. So now he's saying, well, Vrindavan is not Krishna, although it is in one sense, it's worshipable as Krishna, but he's seeing Vrindavan as a devotee. So Vrindavan in this case represents, if Vrindavan gives you Prema, that's considered that a devotee gave you Prema. So we say, Pavana Shri Vrindavan Dham, Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Sham, Jaya Jaya Shri Vrindavan Dham, Pavana Radhe, Pavana Sham, Pavana Shri Vrindavan Dham, Vrindavan is pavan, it's purifying. It purifies us and can purify us to such an extent that we can become the recipients of bhava. So that's why many devotees, they're very attached to this land of Vrindavan. They don't want to move an inch out of this Vrindavan. I know there are so many wonderful examples of people, even they go blind. They go blind because of old age, cataracts, glaucoma, etc. And even their relatives want to take them to Agra because they oftentimes have eye clinics in Agra where they do free eye camps. And the old gentlemen or ladies, devotees of Krishna, they say, no, I not leave my Vrindavan. I don't want to go to Agra. Let me stay blind. It's all right. I want to stay. I see my Radharani. I don't want to leave my Radharani's holy abode. So now there's an eye camp in Barsana. So some people won't even go to Barsana. They won't even go there. Although it's Vrindavan, they may be fixed in Vasantigram or Radhakund. They say, no, I won't leave Radhakund. So these are examples of people really being fixed in Mathura Vasistali. And it would only take, they go down for a few hours, they get an eye operation, come back the same day. They don't want to leave Vrindavan for a few hours because it says, Sri Krishnam Vrindavan, Vrindavanam Eka Param Nagachati, Param Ekam Nagachati. That Krishna never takes a step out of Vrindavan. So He's in Vrindavan. If my Krishna doesn't take a step out of Vrindavan, how can I take a step out of Vrindavan? Because I'm living here for His service. So if I go to Agra, fix my eyes, then I can't serve Him. Very high class bhav. When I was staying, now, of course, my God, for preaching sometimes. When I was staying, I took a vow that if I have to go to Delhi to print books, because I tried to print some books in Mathura, so I was forced to go to Delhi, but I took a vow that no matter what happens, I'll come back and sleep every night in Vrindavan. So when I would go to the printer, I would tell him, I said, listen, I have to go back to Vrindavan today. So I got the whole press, everybody, I just terrorized every department, layout, this, that, everything. And the guy, they were pious, they were religious, and they respected a lot of that because I'm Westerner and I'm so attached to Vrindavan. I said, Swamiji, don't worry, we'll get you back to Vrindavan tonight. You know, you'll get back to Vrindavan. So sometimes they leave at 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock or whatever, come in at 1 or 3, 2 or whatever. But I'd be there. So this kind of mind and attitude, I had to do my service. And Radharani made amazing. Sometimes I'd get there, leave here at 5, get there at 9. I leave it by 4 in the afternoon, all the book ready to go to the press. It wasn't even laid out. I didn't have it laid out even. Like, I'll be reading that purport, you know, things happen perfectly by the will of Krishna. The guy, I would go there, and he said, Swamiji, this will take about 3 days. It ordinarily takes 3 days to do all this work. I said, I gotta leave tonight. Well, then you come back tomorrow. I said, I don't want to come back tomorrow. Tomorrow's Kartik, or this or that. It's impossible in 3 days. My guru said impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. I know you're not a fool. And then he just, all right, let's go. And then he's, you know, da da da, this, that. My ambition wasn't to make a flawless, perfect, you know, BBT standard book. My ambition was that, you know, I don't want to be out of Vrindavan more than, I don't want to be one night out of Vrindavan. So a lot of books came out, and there's a lot of faults and problems, but Radharani knows what my ambition was, not to make a perfect book, but to keep shelter for Radharani.